This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that counter-terror operations targeting terrorist infrastructure and terror financing must continue in a mission mode. Chairing a high-level security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Shah asserted that all the resources will be made available to achieve the goal of terror-free JNK at the earliest. Mr. Shah directed all security agencies to remain alert and continue to work in synergy to ensure that the gains achieved after abrogation of Article 370 are sustained. The meeting was attended by JNK Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, IB Director Tapan Kumar Deka and the Chief Secretary and DGP of the Union Territory. The second edition of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 will begin today in New Delhi. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya announced this while addressing media in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said the formal opening ceremony will be held tomorrow in the presence of National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the concluding ceremony on the 12th of this month. The Minister of Textiles has unveiled the district-led textiles transformation initiative in the National Textile Ministers Conference in Guwahati yesterday. According to the Ministry of Textiles, it is a strategic initiative designed to catalyze inclusive and sustainable growth across the country's textile landscape. The move will also help boost exports and create job opportunities. Under the initiative, districts were categorized into champion districts and aspirational districts. Champion districts will focus on removing advanced bottlenecks. The ministry aims to transform 100 high-potential districts into global export champions and elevate 100 aspirational districts into self-reliant hubs. The centre has rolled out port infrastructure and digital governance projects worth 235 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu aimed at strengthening the state's maritime capacity and advancing India's maritime-led growth strategy. Union Minister for Port, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, launched the projects while addressing the Viksit Bharat, Viksit Ports program in Chennai yesterday. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will confer the 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 upon 100 railway officials and present as 26 shields to best performing railway zones in New Delhi today. The prestigious awards are being given in recognition of exemplary service and outstanding contributions to Indian railways. The Somnath Swabhiman Parv, currently underway at the first Jyotirlinga, is a grand celebration of a thousand-year history of resilience and faith. Central to this festival is the legacy of the legendary martyr Hamir G. Gohil, whose supreme sacrifice to defend the temple remains a cornerstone of India's national identity. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said European leaders should take President Donald Trump seriously on Greenland. Mr. Vance said that Greenland is important for global missile defense as hostile adversaries are showing interest in the region. He warned that if Europe does not strengthen security there, the U.S. may be forced to act. U.S. VP Vance said Secretary of State Marco Rubio would meet leaders of Denmark and Greenland next week to convey these concerns. Some parts of Delhi NCR experienced light rain this morning. India Meteorological Department has issued orange warning for dense to very dense fog for over Bihar till tomorrow. IMD has also issued orange warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall along with thunderstorm and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal till tomorrow. Meanwhile, dense to very dense fog conditions lay likely to prevail over East Rajasthan for today. According to Met Department, dense fog conditions expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Chandigarh, West Rajasthan, Haryana, Delhi. And in cricket, much-awaited fourth season of Women's Premier League 2026 is set to begin today. Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on defending champions Mumbai Indians in the opening clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.